PCS Union, uniting the left around a leadership that can win for members Katrin Williams, Vice President PCS DWP Group, personal capacity, the 2020 national elections of the PCS, a union of civil servants and private sector workers on government contracts, are at a key stage. Branches throughout the union are meeting to agree nominations for President and National Executive Committee. The closing date for submitting nominations is the 5th of March. Contesting these elections will be the newly formed Broad Left Network, BLN. Socialist Party members are on the list of BLN-supported candidates. These include Marion Lloyd for National President, David Semple for National Vice President and Katrin Williams for National Executive Committee. The full list can be found at pcsbln.wordpress.com. At its inaugural meeting on the 18th of January, the BLN agreed its program. This covers the union's campaigns on pay, pensions, redundancy rights, tax justice, social security, equality, mental health, climate change and other issues. Improving the union's record of organizing and recruiting members, better training for reps, defending facility time, and ensuring our members in the private sector are fully supported, have also been identified as key issues for the BLN. Underpinning all of this is union democracy and accountability. The trend in the union has been the development of a siege mentality by the current leadership. The collapse of coordinated strike action across the public sector unions after the magnificent 2 million strong pensions strike on the 30th of November 2011, and attacks on facility time and the end of check-off, have led the current leadership to move towards centralization, and a full-time officer-directed model of organization divorced from and unaccountable to reps and members. A fundamental shift is required in how the union operates. For this reason, we are calling on all PCS branches to nominate BLN-supported candidates for President and National Executive Committee in this year's elections.